obviously one of the things that people are looking for down the road is at some point Schwartz might be ready to play. I mean, do you have a sense of when it might be and how you're going to adjust to having him back?
No, I really don't have a sense of when it's going to be. I know he's going to start practice when we get back from the bye week, and it'll probably be evaluated day in, day out, mostly by the trainers. And then whatever they dictate, Ronnie Barnes and staff dictate that he's able to do, we'll work him as hard as we can.
I mean, you're a guy who's always been best five. I mean, would that be your theory when he gets back?
Well, we'll have to, yeah. And that's, you want to play the best five. You do. And when somebody's coming off an injury, it's, do you count on them? In a sense, you do. But, you have to continue to move forward with what you have until that person is healthy again.
I mean, when you look at your line, I mean, it sounds like you're not satisfied. You can play better. I mean, where are they? Are they 75% of what you'd like, or are they?
I don't know what the percentage is. I kind of evaluate it play by play, and I see some real good things out of the offensive line, and I see some things that are head scratching, and we have to eliminate the head scratches. We have to be able to be more consistent, and not only in the run game, but also in our pass protection.
The head scratches, the mental errors, and things like that.
Yeah, part of it is that it's a lot to do with the physical breakdowns, with the penalties, the concentration, the focus, being on the same page. We're well into the season with this group that we have to eliminate them. No, we don't have to cut them down. We have to eliminate them.